It's one of those days where to-dos are all over the place. On today's list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m., returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9, scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda, at first to show up with cash PM, and picking up cousin Rick at Reagan at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included, which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at zipcar.com.
Whether you're home or away, stay connected to your team with T-Mobile, the network that covers 99% of people in America. They've been investing billions to light up their best network ever. From your backyard to a sold-out stadium, get T-Mobile's best coverage yet. Plus, with T-Mobile, you get a price lock guarantee, so they won't raise the rate of your talk, text, and data ever. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Coverage not available in some areas. Price lock exclusions like taxes, fees, select promos, and third-party services apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm hustling.
When you in the trenches, you know, it's cool to shoot them bullets. How you gonna defend yourself when them bullets coming back?
Davis thought Santa Cruz was gonna fall from his
The popular and acclaimed defending WBA lightweight champion of the world.
If it was the streets, these niggas would have been smoked. Pack all the whole group up. Pack them up and get them the fuck out of boxing.
Haney, Cambosis, one of those folks, maybe Garcia.
All them guys is easy work. They're easy work, man. I'm the top dog.
The hard-hitting young star of boxing, three-division world champion.
Skill for skill. I'm much more skillful than Sinella. I stand on that. I'm much more skillful.
You and Composers, what happens, Tank?
I'm whooping that ass. Tell him come see me. Tell him hold the belts. I'll whoop his ass for free.
The defending world champion from Baltimore, Maryland.
We from the city. You know what's happening, what's in the city.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Gervonta Tank Davis.
SDS Promotions.
I remember walking in Mayweather, Jimmy sitting on the couch. I told him a bum-ass fighter. Say nothing, not one word. He got a furrow on his 80 degrees.
What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I know you thought I was going to leave you without another show, but no, I'm back for our 12 o'clock scheduled afternoon show. So we're going to be talking this breaking news. Gervonta Tank Davis takes to his social media and tweets quite a few things that we have to discuss. I mean, a lot is going on right now. Now, obviously, you know, it's Tank we're talking about, so there's quite a few of these tweets that are going to be deleted. So we'll go through those first and then get to what is out there and won't be deleted, right? All right, let me see here. Okay, we got to unlock. All right, now we can go bang to the bang. All right, what's up, ladies and gents? What's up? Let me bring in some of these images here that we need to share with you guys. So we'll start with this. This is what set it off early this morning. And this is Tank Davis verified Instagram that he's already deleted, but that's okay because we're on everything moving. And as you can see, Tank says, when y'all gonna give me the termination papers? At Leonard Ellerbe, at Floyd Mayweather, at Mayweather Promotions. And this was yesterday at, you know,
936, and he's deleted it, but obviously the team is all on this. And, you know, we've been able to recover a copy of this tweet, so we're here to discuss it. And obviously this is something that I've already said. For those that didn't understand the last episode we did a couple of days ago, where we expressed that, in our opinion, Tank Davis had already shown that he had split with Mayweather Promotions. This is more evidence of that, but there's a lot more to discuss, right? So you got this one tweet, and we'll just put that off to the side. Then you got some more here. After that, actually, we need to go to this, right? Because once he posted that, the good journalist that, what's my good friend name? Dan Rayfield is, he went and did his homework, right? Or someone wanted him to know something, because that's pretty much the way that he made it seem, right? So we'll go to Dan Raphael's verified Twitter, and we'll give you guys a screen share here. And we'll get rid of this for now, just so you can see Raphael's Twitter clearly. And we'll go to tweets and replies, and look at this. Interesting text I got, excuse me, open quote from Raphael's Twitter. Interesting text I got from a number I didn't recognize today. Was copied on it along with Leonard Ellerbee's verified Twitter and Steven Espinoza's verified Twitter. And the text, he screenshotted, and it said, "Attention, Tank is no longer with Mayweather Promotions. Leonard and Floyd have nothing to do with Gervonta Tank Davis. Yes, we are advised by Al Heyman, but we have nothing to do with Leonard or Floyd." Okay. Now, this is where it gets even crazier, right? We'll no longer screen share the verified Instagram of Dan Rayfield. And we'll go now to the image of Tank's original tweet, and then we'll pull up another Tank tweet, because he deleted the one that you're seeing now, right? Then after that Rayfield tweet, this is what Tank posted. And it made no sense to me, right? But okay. Now this is Tank saying, "For the record, this number is not affiliated with me or my team." But somehow, Tank got this text or screenshot of this text. So was it Rayfield that maybe sent it to Tank and said, "Hey, is this, do you know these this number, this 202? Do you know this 202 number?" Because obviously the other numbers Dan Rayfield is confirming are Ellerbee and Espinoza, because he has them in his Rolodex. So maybe Rayfield sent the screenshot to Tank and said, "Hey, do you want to give an opinion?" Right? So shout out to De Lo Mio, Julius from Ring IQ, that trolled Tank a little bit to get a little bit more information. And I'll pull that up. So Julius, I mean, it's hard out here for the boxer, you know what I'm saying? So, okay. This is what Julius posted, right? Let me see. Okay, so we got to do it one at a time. So Julius posted this. And he said, "202? is a D.C. area code, Davis Neck of the Woods, or close to it. So Davis, Tank that is, decides to say, shut the F up. That number texts people I would never in a million years text. So who would he never in a million years text? Cool, very simple to assume who he's talking about when it's right there in black and white. When he's telling Ellerbe and Mayweather Promotions to give him his termination papers. So it has to be Ellerbe, right? Because he says, for the record, this number is not affiliated with me or my team. And he's saying to Julius, this number texts people I would never text in a million years. So obviously, the people that he's trying to get away from are Mayweather and Ellerbe, and that has to be who he would never text in a million years. Now, there's more, because obviously the internet is undefeated. And Julius got Tank's attention, and then boom, he hit him with this. And he's like, must have hit a nerve, you know, who that number is, don't you, Butterball? And he put him in this bubble wrap as to say he's being protected. And as of now, I don't think Tank has responded to Julius's response. But this is what's going on. And believe you me, all this will be on your favorite website soon enough. TBV just on top of everything. We got a $20 super chat from, I want to say, is Isaiah Hernandez. And, oh, I was about to hit the wrong button. Let me see. Shout out for the fat $20 super chat, man. He said, working hard or hardly working? Baby, is both for sure, man, because, hey, when you love what you do, it ain't hard work. And I did stop at Harding right before I came here. This ain't a promo. Canon, no need to clip. But I did, me and my son did just go there, you know, and got that deal for the Thanksgiving specials that they got going on. So, come on, man. Woke up early, did one show, knocked out, talked about one of my favorite fighters in Shakur, and right back at it for lunch special to talk about one of the biggest fighters in boxing and Tank Davis. We're taking callers on Twitter Spaces. All you got to do is request to speak. I want to hear your opinion. What do you think about all these tweets? We're still screen sharing them. For anybody who hasn't seen some of this stuff, it's out here. It's real. It's happening. Tank beefing on the internet. But making it clear, he's not with Mayweather Promotions anymore. So is that a good thing? How big would this fight be in D.C. now that he's not with Mayweather? Plus, heavy rumors that Jerron Boots Ennis from Philadelphia, which is in that neck of the woods, so to speak. Obviously not the same state, but definitely in that neck of the woods, which would make for a very, very, good undercard. Just got to see who he's going to be fighting. Also, for all my guys out there that are interested in Border Wars, that's happening February 25th. Don't forget to hit me up. DM me if you got any questions. You want to know more about it. You want to know how to get in the ring and swing. You want to know how you can participate. Go ahead and DM me. Also, you can check out yesterday's show. We do a Border Wars show every single Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So join us right here every Wednesday if you like being more than just a speaker of boxing. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Do we have any callers? Oh, wow. None on Discord. Plenty on Twitter, but we do need you to request. And we are also open on Blog Talk in case anybody wants to call in there. All you got to do is dial the number 1-425-569-5241. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? We're actually 108 subscribers away from 159,000. So you know only you can help us get there. So come on, man. Do that. Get us to the next level so that, you know, we can get to that goal. And crushing goals is always a good thing. It's good for the soul, man. You know what I mean? It helps you stay motivated. So we need to get to that 159,000, and we need your assistance with that, you know? I'm going to be checking the live chat, see what's going on, because we do love engagement. Right now, looks like Twitter, we got all these calls. Who's going to request to speak on Twitter? No one has anything to say about this Tank stuff, huh? I see. We got a poll going on my YouTube.com/TheBoxingVoice right here. Says, what does this mean for Tank? 39% say the training wheels are off, better fights to come. 33% means he's still with Al Haymon, so no big fights. 10% say wish he would have signed to DAZN. And 16% say, give me Tank versus Haney. I do want Tank versus Haney. Let's be real. I hope one day we are in a place where we can receive that, because that is a great fight to have. But looks like most people think that these tweets and the separation from Mayweather Promotions will lead to Tank having those training wheels taken off and getting better fights. So shout out to Tank, man, you know. And it does seem that way based off the Hector Luis Garcia, quote-unquote, not a tune-up, right? We'll see what Ryan Garcia does. Does he have the same, you know, level of energy for good opponents the way that Tank did now that he seems to be in control of his career? What I don't understand is, I guess it's the affiliation with Al Haymon, right? And that must be the reason where he's just like, pose delete, because it's like Al maybe hitting him up. Like, come on, man, cut the bull, you know, maybe tone it down. I don't know what could be being said, but why does he fucking post and delete so much? It's like he's got to know that we're watching. He's got to know we're watching, right? I don't know. Seems weird, but it is what it is. But I did just want to report on it. You know, I know it is Thanksgiving, but I still wanted to be able to do my second noon show. I felt like it was a big enough topic to come back to, too. But, you know, I do understand it's Thanksgiving. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up and catch you guys on the next one without a doubt. But salute to everybody that tuned in. And don't forget that you can definitely request to speak, because now we got Hot Boxing Minute. What up? Gotta unmute, champ.
Hey, yo, Nestor, what's good, my guy?
What up?
Yo, happy holidays. You are the hardest working man in this niche. It's insane. Yeah, I woke up to the text. I saw the little thing that the screenshot of Tank's original tweet last night. I saw Ring IQ, the homie Jules, and Tank going at it today. Most of the time, I think it's just publicity, but this one, I think, has a little more weight to it. And my question to you, Ness, is Floyd did say back in the days that him and Al are one and the same, and Mayweather and Al is one unit, one movement. Does that mean that this is irrelevant and he's still working with PBC and Al and / Floyd under the controls here?
No, I think it's like, you know, you and I have a company together and, you know, you're just dealing with someone and you still get that percentage because we share that company. You know, remember that Floyd was not only getting a percentage hypothetically of PBC, right? Because that's what he makes it sound like he's part of PBC, but he's also Mayweather Promotions. So he was getting a promoter's split from Tank plus hypothetically an advisory role slashed under the PBC banner with Al, and then that kickback. Because, I mean, you know, you got to assume he's not lying about that, as he made Al a lot of money. It's notoriously known that Al doesn't charge more than 10. So Floyd kept a lot, and I'm sure Al got him to invest a lot in the future, which is PBC, and has been, you know, whether we like it or not, they're pretty dominant because of the number of fighters that they have. They might not be giving us the best fights or the fights that we want, but, you know, they have the inventory.
Nice. Well, shit, it's all good to me. If Tank leaves Money May or he sticks with him, I like the move fighting Hector Luis Garcia or Ryan Garcia. I'm still skeptical that those two fights even happen, but, hell, I'm more than happy to see Tank,
man,
you know, taking off the training wheels.
Bro. They literally just had a pre-sale for Tank's tickets. They're on sale. Like, nah, that's the real deal. It's going down. Premier Boxing Champions is promoting it. Showtime is already promoting it. You know, TGB is the licensed promoter on all the websites and commissions. That shit is happening. The one that you got to worry about is Tank versus Ryan, and that's only because, obviously, you know, He's got to deal with some shit before he can make it to April.
Yes, sir. He got that court case. Well, best of luck to Tank. I like that he's chasing these legacy fights now, because I think most of us can say that both those opponents are no joke. And
I mean,
thank you for having me on.
They are both no joke. But when it comes to legacy, if he wanted true legacy, it would have been better to fight Hector at 130 and become a 5-times champ. This is a defense of a 35-pound regular title, so it won't go down as a 5-time champion. Hopefully they hear me and they understand that, you know, legacy-wise, it makes more sense to do something like that. And, you know, put Tank in there at 130. Yeah, it's a little bit of a struggle, but there is more on the line, more significance, more to your, you know, legacy overall, longevity-wise.
Oh, I agree on that one. I think a belt would definitely make it more opportune for him, but I ain't knocking. Even at 135, Hector Luis Garcia, what's he like, 5'9", 5'10"? He's a big dude. So the very least, I look at him and I see him as a credible threat, as opposed to, you know, little pieces of his past opponents. Santa Cruz was too small. Barrios started at bantamweight. I'm not even going to get started with Rolly. But, you know, at least it's like, hey, Luis Garcia, he's a threat. He could upset the apple cart. He might make it to where Tank doesn't even make it to that Ryan Garcia fight because he's tough like that. And in addition to Tank's legal matters, he got some things he's got to juggle.
Yep, I agree, brother. I agree, but thank you for joining me, man. I appreciate you, because you know I was about to cut out. No callers, no show. That's how it goes.
Yo, thank you, Ness, for having me on. Don't forget to hit that like button. The biggest, baddest boxing podcast in all the land, TBV. Peace out, Ness.
All right. Hey, man, do me a favor. Go ahead and retweet the space. See if we could get some more callers. I do appreciate it. Hot Boxing Minute. And anyone else that is there, if you could go ahead and just retweet the space. This is our second show. We are looking for more opinions from the people. So do us a favor and retweet the space. I see the big Twitter phenomenon, Two-Tone the Superstar. What up? I hear you promoting JoJo Diaz off two losses as Ryan's comeback fight in January, man. I need you to defend yourself, bruv. What's up with that? Why are you giving my man a comeback that's a dude that's coming off of two back-to-back beatdowns? Just saying, Two-Tone. Just saying. Juno? Let me know, man. Let me know. Listen, we taking callers on Twitter. We got Blog Talk open. The number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time. Voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Yeah, I'm putting that number also in the live chat on YouTube in case somehow you can't even understand my voice. Who is this? Polo T, what it do? Talk to me. Did you retweet the space, though? Did you retweet my shit?
No.
Did you retweet my shit, though? That's why I ain't growing, because you ain't retweet my shit. I need 108 subscribers on YouTube to make it to 159,000. Come on, Polo T. Did you retweet my shit? But talk to me.
I got you. What's up, Ness? Happy Thanksgiving. What's going on? I was about to say, Golden Boy should have saved Linares for Ryan and JoJo. Nah, bro. We just saw JoJo get 12-0'd and took somewhat of a beating. They should make Linares or that one Filipino guy that got that win on the Golden Boy Fight Night card. Remember, like, last May, or was it? He fought the Joel Diaz guy. I think he's a southpaw. They should make him in January. But, yeah, JoJo ain't it, bro. He just came off a loss that was pretty, you know, wide.
What do you think about Mercito Gesta? They're rumoring Mercito
Gesta. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I think that's a good stay busy southpaw. You know, he's, like I said, he ain't no walkover. I was talking about him exactly. Like, he's coming off a win. Like, try to get guys coming off wins, but not coming off beatings. Like, come on, JoJo, they should have been did that. They should have did that in December. Like, what's Golden Boy doing? Like, they should have got it. If they really, you know, think Ryan is the guy, they should get him better opponents. Like, they should have got him JoJo when he was, you know, still, you know, not coming off a loss, or got him a Linares. Why we never see Linares?
Mercito Gesta hasn't fought since he fought Joel Diaz Jr.
But that was this year, though. He's April. Coming off a win, though.
April this
year. But he's
year.
Still coming off. But at least he's coming off a win. I mean, do you prefer JoJo that just got, you know, beat at almost every round and took a beating? Or do you prefer a guy coming off a win that's, you know, not coming off a beating?
I mean, sheesh. I prefer.
I mean, JoJo got the name, but
I don't even know, man. I prefer William Cepeda.
Nah, bro, come on. Me and you know they ain't gonna do that, bro. Then me and you both know they ain't gonna do that, man. Then there ain't gonna be no big fight. That's all I gotta say. With Cepeda, there ain't gonna be no big fight.
Wow, so you think Cepeda beats him?
I mean, shit, they make the fight and you'll find out. I mean, let them make the fight. I don't think Cepeda's the guy that you want to fight going into a big fight, bro. I mean, you'll get, it's the name, but that's too much of a risk, because imagine if Cepeda ends up beating him. So then what?
Nah, I hear you, man.
Ryan's the ticket seller. Ryan is the, you know, like, it's just, you know, boxing's a business, bro. Like, you know, Ryan is the guy that they're, you know, high on and, you know, building off, not Cepeda yet.
For sure. But Tank is like getting in there with Hector Luis Garcia, and that's a tough opponent, upset-minded, you know, doing what people didn't think he would do. So, you know, we got to give him credit then, a lot of it.
Yeah, but isn't Hector coming up in weight, though? Like, come on, bro. Like,
he is.
Hector's coming up in weight. It's a pay that's a lightweight, though. Like, you can't, like, it's a pay that's a risky fight. Like, I don't know. I think.
Yo, but Hector's a champion. Hector's a champion. You can't say a champion that upset the apple cart, then beat the true champ in Robert Gutierrez, because he upset and dropped Colbert. That's one thing. But then he turned around and beat the real champ in Gutierrez. Now he's moving up. Yeah, he's showing that he got fucking balls, man. It's okay for Bam to do it. It's okay for Bam to do it. You ain't say Bam was too small.
Well, no, Bam did it, but he's moving back down, isn't he? I don't see him fighting the winner.
So Hector ain't vacate his belt. Hector going to go up there.
I know.
He going to try his best to beat Tank, and he going to come back down to his belt.
Defended. Yeah, it's a win-win for him. You know, if he wins, he upset the, you know, he has that win. He can, you know, stay up if he wants. No, this is a perfect opportunity for Hector. But I'm saying Ryan doesn't have that, I don't know, if maybe JoJo was, like I said, if JoJo was free, they would probably make JoJo, but, you know, JoJo just fought. Or if they had a, who's that one, I mean, what's that one guy that they got, the Lamont Roach guy? If he was a champion, they could have done the
same
situation. Yeah,
he's also,
but,
I mean, he wasn't a champion, he had like a regional, but he's also a southpaw, they might use him too, and he's from like the D.C. area, so maybe they use him to, you know, I don't know, remind people that Ryan's fighting, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're kind of like, I mean, like you said, bro, as long as he's, you know, stays busy, gets ready, you know, whatever, like I said, bro, it's going to be somebody. But I'm not sure it's going to be someone that's, like, a risky fight, bro. I just think they're not going to do that because, bro, if he loses, it's pretty much like, damn, like, okay, we got to get him back in, and then the fight is not going to happen. So I understand where they're coming from. They might just throw him in there with, like, a softball to get him ready, but they're not going to throw him in there with, like, anybody, like, I mean, like you said, unless he wants to go big, but I don't see it. I don't see him going against someone like a Cepeda or, like, someone that has a name, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't see it, bro. I don't know, man. If he does it, respect to him, but like you said, that's not a fight, you know, you want to just have as a tune-up because you could lose that.
I mean, Tank allegedly can lose too, man.
You think so? I mean, I don't know. I look at the weight classes, bro. Like, that's why I know Hector's not a small dude, but I think, like, I always try to, because sometimes, you know, fighters, when they go up in weight, they don't look a certain way. Like, we think, like, oh, they'll look good, but then, you know, like, because Hector started at 126, so this would be his third weight class. Like, I mean, I give Hector a shot,
brother,
but like you said, we still got to
brother,
keep.
Tank started at 126, man.
It
ain't
right,
fair. They all
class.
Doing the same thing. But listen, Polo T, let me get to some other callers. I got Stone Bone, Colorado. What up?
What up, Ness? How you doing, man?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Oh, man, just chilling around the house, man. Everybody probably watching football, man. I've seen that pop up. I was like, man, good to see my boxing brother, man. Man, paying attention to what really matters.
Oh, is
man,
that like, what's going on? Is a football game?
Yeah, it's like, you know, this Thanksgiving, man, they do the football all day. Like, this
oh,
is like the big
I ain't even know. I'm like, damn, we ain't got no callers. I ain't know that's what it was.
Yeah, we got Buffalo. Yeah, it's on right now, Buffalo, Detroit. Then later you got, you know, every year Dallas play, the Cowboys. Like, it's certain teams that play every year on Thanksgiving, so. That's what everybody's doing right now. They cooking turkey, celebrating Murder, Rape, and Pillage Day. So, let me shout out to everybody. But, hey, I'm starting to wonder, is this shit like clout chasing Tank be doing, man? Or not clout chasing. What's the other word? Like clickbait sometimes, man. Because every time he announced a fight, and it, the but like this, he got a decent buzz, but every time he announced a fight, all of a sudden, forget Floyd. Forget Leonard, I ain't speaking to them. This is my last fight with them. They don't want me to win. It just, that's.
I would agree with you, but there's some consistency here. So in the Rowley fight, he basically said, look, they forcing me to fight this dude because it's my last fight. Then after the Rowley fight, now he said, I'm not with Mayweather. He deleted that. Now he back saying, give me my termination paper. So it seems like he ain't. And it's like I reported, the fight poster don't say Mayweather Promotions. The promoter that's actually promoting the DC card is TGB, Tom Brown Promotions. So it don't look like he lying.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, shit. Well,
he not with Mayweather because, I mean, that says it itself. Like, on BoxRec, it's actually Tom Brown promoting the DC show in his hometown. Like, if it was Mayweather, man, he would be all over this.
And
if you go to Premier Boxing Champions, if you go to Premier Boxing Champions Instagram, the fight poster don't have Mayweather Promotions logo. If you go to Mayweather Promotions Instagram, they not promoting Tank fight.
Damn. All right, well, we'll see what it is.
No, it's over. It's
Tank stepping out there.
It's definitely over Tank between them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, once if it done came to a head, I'm pretty sure Al, as a smart businessman, would just move him in the direction of a Earl Spence type, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, you don't need Floyd at this point. And Floyd might not like it, but I'll give you another young prospect you can build up or somebody that's, I mean, maybe that's how he end up getting like a boots or something. For Floyd.
I mean, they got Jaleel Hackett over there, don't they? They got like that guy Hackett or the one from Brooklyn.
Hey, but look at what happened when Golden Boy lost Canelo. I feel like they became a better promotional company now than they were putting in work. Like, now I at least know Virgil's name. I know Ryan's name. I know other guys' names, it seems like they're starting to work. I know Zepeda's name. I know Golden Boy guys' names. There was a point where Canelo was 92% of the revenue, so they didn't talk about nobody else. So maybe this would be a good thing for Tank. Maybe it's a good thing for other fighters on Mayweather Promotions. Now maybe they could get, but damn, Richardson Hitchison gone. Like, they should have, man, they should have been refocused. And I don't know, man. We'll see. I think Tank can do well regardless. I don't know if it had the same star appeal for some of the people that Floyd would influence to come, you know, like a social media influencer he is now. So Tank gonna have to do more talking than he did, because Tom Brown ain't the mouthpiece, you know.
Floyd, he definitely ain't
the light attractor. So Tank gonna have to. Tom Brown is a tall, white, stern faced guy. He ain't a flashy, camera drawing lights guy like Floyd. So they're gonna have to put it in the event. So maybe they're gonna have to bring in Boots, and Boots don't even talk that much. So they're gonna have to work to get this what they want. Tank gonna sell the tickets before to do the pay per view numbers and draw the attention in the social media world. They're gonna have to put some work in. But all right, Ness, man, good looking on the show.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for joining me on Thanksgiving when everybody out here watching foosball. I ain't know that's what it was. But real quick, I do want to shout out Optimus Prime that gifted 5 people memberships right here on YouTube. So, man, shout out to you. It looks like he gifted Boxing Pound for Pound. Jack was gifted a membership by Optimus Prime. Oliver was gifted a membership. D1 and Main Event Saint. And also Bradley Savage. All you guys were gifted a membership courtesy of Optimus Prime. Shout out to you. Then he comes back on top of doing that for y'all. Man, shout out to my mans. Comes back with a $10 super chat and says, Happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate you, my friend. We do appreciate you. We also got the best dad ever from Baltimore sending in his members-only super chat. He's been a member at the championship level for 15 months. Shout out to the champ. Yo. Yes.
The champ is here.
Appreciate all of you guys,
the
man.
The champ is here.
Looks like he said, I bought 2 tickets for $1,200 for the January 7th show. Says PBC Boxing when buying the tickets. Said for months that he ain't with them no more. We taking over DC and Boots on the undercard, hopefully. Yes, that is the rumor that Boots is on the undercard. A lot of people are reporting that, but they're still not announcing the opponent. I think just yesterday, let me look that up. Dan Rayfield was reporting that Boots is on the undercard and that no opponent as of yet, which is crazy, man. Not too long ago, Salvador Rodriguez is reporting that Gabriel Maestre would be the potential opponent for Boots, for Bota. Yeah, I wonder if Mexicans and Latinos are like, join in the Boots fandom and just start calling them Bota. No, that was so corny. Yo, where is that tweet from my mans in them? I got it screenshotted because I know these dudes love to delete. But I'm trying to find it on his feed here. It was like one of them sources. Damn, Rayfield, how many things? There we go. Told you. It ain't hard to find it. Let me get to the screen share real quick. Give me a second. And if you want to call in, don't forget where you are taking callers. The number to call is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time. Voice your opinion right here. Voice of the People Hotline. We're going to the screen share. T-minus now. Oh, shit. Okay. Give me a sec. Let's go here then. Bam. Now we'll go. Fucking bitch. Okay, we'll go here. Bam. Per sources involved in the main event. Jerron Ennis is slated to fight on the Tank Davis Hector Garcia Showtime pay-per-view undercard on January 7th in Washington, D.C. No opponent quite yet. Hard to get guys to step up and fight him. Yeah. I said it's hard to get guys to step up and fight him.
That's because he's the fucking boogeyman.
Yo, I love my new mixer. Shout out to Tatted P. Tatted P with the $5 super chat. He says, I know the topic is Tank, but what's your thoughts on Dillian White's new trainer saying he's never seen any of his fights? Well, damn. Who the fuck is his trainer, though? Really? Right? Who's his trainer? I don't know. I thought his trainer was still Xavier Miller. That's kind of heartbreaking to know that X is not the trainer anymore. Shout out to X. Hopefully he's still in the team at some capacity. You know what I mean? And if not, hopefully he lands himself another big well. Is it me or the people listening to this on Twitter are being stingy with their retweets? I don't know, because I feel like you haven't retweeted it, which means we haven't gotten new and exciting callers that possibly want to join in on this particular topic. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what we got going on over here. I think we got to all our super chats. Tatted P might have been the last one. And looks like we do not have any more Twitter requests. So we're out. NestGTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Catch me on the next one, which will be tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. This is the last show of the day. Hope you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving. I appreciate everybody rocking out with us. We do need, looks like 108 more subs to get to that goal of 159,000. So, you know, you can do that in the future. You can do it in the present. You can do it in the past. So, you know, however you want to do it, you know. Make sure you subscribe. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to help with the algorithm. It'll put these episodes in front of the eyes of other boxing fans. And, you know, it'll get us, you know, more callers and more people to talk boxing with. Uh-oh, we got Hot Boxing Minute with the Super Chat. Shout out to Hot Boxing Minute. Make sure you check him out on TikTok. His channel on TikTok is so big. You better check him out. He's doing amazing content over there. And TikTok is way cooler than Instagram. I mean, than Twitter sometimes. I mean, YouTube, I meant. Because, like, they let you screen share, man. Like, you could actually show fight highlights. And he does a lot of that. So, shout out to my boy, Hot Boxing Minute. Check him out on TikTok. Appreciate everybody that is supporting. And I appreciate everyone that retweets the Twitter space or shares this episode. Catch us on the next one.